Sure. Ward 1, Mark Rodriguez.
Present.
We got Ward 3, Lydia Hunter, Vice Chairperson.
Here.
Ward 4, Brian Andrews, who seems to not be present. We got Ward 5, Robert Clark.
Here.
We have with Ward 6, Lewis Hall.
Here.
Great, looks like we have 4 commission members, so we can we have a quorum.
Great, thank you. Okay, so it looks like I just pulled up the agenda. Are we supposed to do the election of officers next?
Yes.
Okay. You're going to have to help me with this. Am I supposed to do something? Are you going to run that?
So I do have the script, but I believe it is ran by the chair.
I just opened the script he sent. Let's see. Okay, current chair will call the meeting to order. Okay, so I'm going to open the floor for nominations. And we would recognize a nomination if you state your name. Would you please state the name, state your name and who you would like to nominate and for which position? So I guess I'll open it up to any nominations. And I guess I'll start. I would like to nominate Lois to be the chair.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, but I have to turn that down. I can't take any more work. So yeah, thank you, but at this time I can't be available for it.
Okay, are there other nominations? Okay, I don't know what we do, Savannah, in this case.
Yeah, because the script doesn't say anything about what happens if nobody wants to be the chair. Can you tell us how you got to be the vice chair and not the chair? Because that was way before
us. Yeah, so at the last time we did these elections, nobody voted to be the chair. Nobody wanted the chair position, and I had agreed to be the vice chair. So by default, I am acting as the chair. So that's how it happened. Okay. Nobody took on the role of the chair.
You know, personally, I think it would be helpful if somebody explained what the role of the chair is, because we have 2 brand new commissioners. And I read it in the bylaws, but I never had an explanation myself of what it means.
That's a great point. And I actually have those lined out. Let me go ahead and just pull them up and I can read out the duties here in a second.
Perfect. And we had one more person that joined on using a phone, so we can't see their name. Is that Commissioner Andrews by any chance?
No, that is okay. Mark, I believe.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't know everybody by name just yet. So I'm just looking, I have several tabs up, so it's just taking me a second. Okay, so on the in the Code of Ordinances under Section 10A123, the chair, the commission shall appoint one of its members to serve as the chair of the commission and another to serve as the vice chair of the commission. And okay, here we go. The chairperson shall call and preside at commission meetings, appoint standing committees and subcommittees as needed to accomplish business, be a spokesperson of the commission on issues approved by the commission, coordinate the agenda and meeting notices, sign all documents regarding commission business. That's for the chairperson. The vice chairperson shall perform the duties of the chairperson during the chairperson's absence and act in an advisory capacity to the chairperson. I can also repeat that if you need, if I went too fast.
So Savannah, sure. I'm looking at the bylaws that were sent.
Yes, that, I apologize. I was at first looking at the ordinances, but now I'm on the bylaw sheet.
So it says Article 3, Section 2, the chairperson and vice chairperson shall be elected at a June meeting.
Correct. So that last year during June, there was like 6 months, I believe, or of that there was a quorum wasn't met. So an election wasn't able to be held. So that's why we pushed it to the next meeting that had a quorum. It couldn't have been last meeting because it had to be on an agenda first. And then it also is noted that it's for 2 years, but it's already started technically since it should have been last June. So it'll be 2 years from last June that the chair would serve.
And just if I can add something to maybe help people want to take this on, Aaron always puts together the agenda. I know one of the roles is to do the agenda, but Aaron always puts together that first draft and then I review it. So you're not putting the agendas together from scratch. Aaron is helping with that.
I will also add, you don't have to be nominated by someone else. You can nominate yourself.
So no nominations? Oh, Bob, you're raising your hand.
Question. Lydia, are you willing to take on the role?
You know, I have been doing the chair role for the last 2 years because no one else did it. And quite frankly, I kind of need a break. Even like today, I have an emergency that came up and I now have to leave at 4. And so I just feel my schedule is not very conducive to being able to do this at the moment. So, and I've been on the commission for a lot of years, so I would really like someone else to kind of take on the role for a little while. But thank you for asking.
So I wasn't informed on what happens if no nominations are made. So I guess instead of wasting time, we'll just have to put that no nominations were made and have to move on in sake of time.
Okay.
So then the second thing on the agenda is approval of the January 5th 2022 meeting minutes from last month.
So Savannah, does that mean you're going to run the meeting? I'm no longer, aren't we supposed to vote on a vice chair? I was kind of hoping someone else could take over the vice chair role for me.
Gotcha. I jumped the gun there. Okay, so let's move on to vice chair nominations. Right, Lydia?
Yes, please. And maybe it would just be helpful if someone nominated themselves if they would like to do this, since we don't know each other that well. Oh, Bob, go ahead.
I'd be willing to take on the role of vice chair. I'm very new to the commission, so I'm not too familiar with the procedures, but I'd be willing to take a shot at it.
Well, that,
I'll nominate myself.
That's wonderful, Bob. Thank you. So I guess we need a second to nominate Bob. So I would second that. I don't know if I'm allowed to second them. but I will second that. Any discussion?
I'm sorry, this is Mark. I was just wondering, what is Bob's last name?
Bob Clark.
Oh, great. Yes, Mr. Clark. I'm a newbie also, so I'm learning from you all, and it's just unfortunate I can't be on the computer right now or have the documents, but I'm still involved, and I understand the process.
Great. Thank you, Mark.
Mr. Clark, I want to thank you for nominating yourself.
Yes. So Savannah, am I allowed to second this, or does it have to be a commission member? Or because since I'm still the vice chair.
I believe it has to be a commission member. So if one of the other commission members can please second the motion if they are for Mr. Clark serving as the vice chair.
I'll second that motion, Lois Pollock.
Thank you, Lois. So all those in favor, please say aye or raise your hand in Teams.
Aye.
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 Perfect. Anybody opposed? Thank you, Bob, so much for taking this on. So one of the roles of the vice chair is you have to run the meeting in place of the chair until we can nominate a chair. Do you feel comfortable doing that today? Do you want Savannah to take that on? There's a script that they can give you for running the meeting in the future.
I could use all the help I can get. If Samantha's willing to do it, I'd be happy to work with her.
All right, Savannah, do you want to work with Bob and walk through the agenda for the rest of the meeting?
Sure.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. And yes. Thank you, Bob, very much.
You're welcome.
So then we can move on to agenda item number 2. Is that correct?
I just have one question about, then do we keep moving forward to the next meeting till we find a chair? Because, well, we don't know. The bylaws don't say anything about that, that I can tell.
I believe Lydia said that since there was not a chair while she was vice chair, by default, she was chair. Is that how, I believe that's how that works?
I think so, but we may want to we can maybe have another election when all the commission members are present. I know we're missing one today. So maybe we should ask Aaron if he thinks it's worth having that on the agenda at a future meeting.
Okay, we can ask Aaron about that. Any other questions about the elections, vice chair, or chair positions? Okay. So, agenda item number 2, approval of the meeting minutes from January 5th meeting. I believe this is done by a commissioner motion.
I motion that we accept the minutes.
I will second the acceptance of the minutes as presented.
Great. So the approval for the meeting minutes have been approved.
I think we need a vote, though.
Oh. All in favor for approving the meeting minutes? Say aye or use the hand.
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, the 10 passes. The next agenda item is the staff update by the business service staff member.
Good afternoon. Jeff Yates, Director of Business Services. Also have Vivian and Nishar here with us, who is the controller. We have a lot going on. Of course, we're kicking into the budget cycle in business services, finishing up the single audit reporting and the single audit CIFA work. But those are the big things we have going. Vivian, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, just to add to the ANFR, the Annual Comprehensive Financial Report, that's been provided to the commissioners. We, just so everyone knows, we are submitting the ACFR notification to Mayor and Council at the end of this month, February. A new law went into place September of 2021, where once the auditors provide their audit opinion, we put it on the agenda for Mayor and Council to accept the ACFR within 90 days after the auditor's opinion. So that is scheduled to go to Mayor and Council at regular session on September 22nd. So I wanted to just announce that. That's it, Jeff.
Perfect. Thank you. That's all we have.
This is Commissioner Pollack. I don't remember. I'm looking through my emails since the last commission meeting, and I don't remember seeing a copy of the ACFR come through.
The document's available on our website.
Okay.
So
if you could give us that website address.
Yep, I'll drop it in the chat for you.
Oh, perfect.
And you can download and save it. It's a PDF document. Sometimes it's a little large to go through an email system, depending upon the email system.
Okay. Because I forget, is the ACFR one that the commission has to sign saying we reviewed it?
I don't think so.
So I don't believe so. Right.
Okay, it's just a presentation.
I defer to Aaron. I can't remember what we did last year. And I think we had trouble getting a quorum last year, so I'm not positive how it played out.
Right. So as I understand, the ACFR or back before this new financial report, the CAFR was submitted, or the file was submitted to the commissioners, and questions came back to us, and we responded to those through one of the meetings.
I remember that.
Any other comments or questions for the staff update? Bob, did you have a question?
Yeah, can you give me the site to of the that I can use to download the effort?
Vice Chairman Clark, Jeff put the link in the chat. So if once you click on that, it'll take you directly to the website where the document resides. So you'll see a picture of it.
And where do I find the chat? I'm sorry, but I'm fairly new at this.
It's Savannah, can you help with that? I think my understanding was Aaron sent the link to the commissioners. So maybe we can, through email, I can share that with you and we could provide it to them.
Sure. Yeah, I can also, if you, I can email it to you, Vice Chairman Clark, or the chat function if you're on a computer is either on the bottom or the side of your screen. It has like a little text box or text circle, if you will. There should be like a red dot next to it since there's a new message in there.
I don't see a red dot. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Would you prefer that I email it to you?
If you would, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Not a problem. I'll go ahead and email that to you, okay? Anything else before we move forward?
You might want to email that to everybody. I can see the link in the chat, but the other commissioner who is on the phone can't see that link and won't be able to get it after he won't be able to get it. And as I mentioned, I don't believe we got that information.
This is Mark. I didn't get that, but I would appreciate it.
Sure, I can send an email with the link to everybody on the call.
Actually, it looks like it came on an email from Aaron on December 30th of 2021. So it may have been after the commissioners joined. I mean, before the commissioners joined.
Definitely. I will go ahead and email that to everybody.
Excellent.
Okay, let's move forward to item number 4, Code Enforcement Subcommittee Update by Commissioner Pollack.
Okay. After not being able to meet since May, the Code Enforcement Subcommittee met this week on January 31st. And we now have 3 commissioners on that subcommittee again because Commissioner Clark joined our committee. And we had a good discussion with Mr. Carlos De La Torre, who is the head of code enforcement. And he walked us through the changes to code enforcement and changes to things that have occurred since the last time we met. And then we discussed how we're going, our next step is to take a sample of code enforcement cases to try and ascertain if the processes that are outlined by code enforcement in their manual are being followed. And also we're looking at effectivity of the process and by looking at the outcomes. And we're looking at opportunities for improvements and things like resources, available resources. We haven't set up our next meeting as of yet, but what we're going to be doing is splitting up between the 3 commissioners, looking at various code enforcement cases. And it looks like, to begin with, we're going to look at about 100 cases, and they're going to span across some different categories. And then from there, we're going to collect some data and try to come to some conclusions from looking at the data. And then I think after we determine if our sample size is big enough, we'll be able to then start putting together the report between all of us. So it's probably going to be, I would say, a couple more months before we get a draft report, but hopefully that'll be, you know, that'll happen within the next couple of months. So the next step, like I said, is going to be data collection. And then we're going to kind of go from there. But it was a great meeting. And they're always really helpful at code enforcement and, you know, willing to spend the time on it, which I know is really tight. Does anybody have any questions about where we're at on that subcommittee?
This is Mark. I just have a process meeting question. When you get together, is that done virtually or are you meeting physically?
We're getting together virtually, and all the presentation, the whole audit has been virtual, except for when 2 of us went out on kind of like a ride along with a couple of code enforcement officers. We went separately on different days. But otherwise, it's been virtual, which really hasn't affected anything because code enforcement personnel have been attending the meetings, of which we also had, we had the head of code enforcement. Then we had somebody who was their specialist in going to court for cases. We talked to their lead code enforcement person, and I believe at least one or two other code enforcement people. And we also talked to somebody about, they have a marketing specialist there who put out materials to residents on what code enforcement is and what types of things might be a code issue. And so we've done a big review with quite a number of people on quite a number of topics. And really, if you did them in person, I mean, it's my personal opinion for something like that we've done so far, it's been effective. Now, that said, we went in person to look at code cases in person. And that was very helpful to be able to do that. Writing the report is challenging. I'm not exactly sure how that's going to go because this is my first committee I've been on. And I don't understand exactly how we're going to write the report. So the open meeting law, that's another thing I would like to see. I don't want to jump ahead, but I haven't been on the commission that long, and I don't understand the constraints of the open meeting law. And so maybe at the end I can, I'll write down a note that I want to put something on a future agenda item about that, because we all need to know what that is and how to work within it. But anyhow, does that answer your questions about how our meetings have been being held?
Yes, that's helpful in understanding the constraints and what works virtually. Thank you.
Is there any other questions? If not, that's all I have on the subcommittee.
Perfect. Thank you for that update. If no other questions or comments, Bob, is your hand up from previously, or do you have your hand up for a question? Perfect, from last time. Thank you. So next we have the review of the bylaws and City of Tucson Code. So we can start that. That'll be usually led by Aaron, but again, I'm filling in for him. Just a quick review of the commission. Membership and qualifications. The IAPC shall be composed of 7 members, with 1 appointed by mayor and each council member, and shall serve without compensation. All members shall reside in City of Tucson and shall have not less than 10 years of financial or executive experience, or not less than 5 years of such experience plus another 5 years experience in a comparable field such as project management, grant administration, compliance reporting, or data analysis. The city's internal audit manager or the person's designee shall serve as an ex officio non-voting member of the IAPC and shall provide technical support to the commission. Organization and reports. The IAPC shall report one of its members to serve as the chair of the commission, another to serve as the vice chair. The commission shall adopt bylaws for its operations that are consistent with Tucson Code Chapter 10A and other legal authority and film them and file them with the city clerk. The IAPC may form subcommittees as may be necessary to carry out its duties and functions. And the IAPC shall provide reports to mayor and council not less than every 6 months and more frequently upon express request by mayor and council. And then we have some functions. The IAPC shall regularly have the following authority functions and duties: review and provide comment to the city manager and to the mayor and council and the relating to the city's annual audit plan. Upon direction from the mayor and council or the city manager, or upon majority vote of the commissioners, to provide independent appraisal of city programs, policies, functions, in order to help management perform more efficiently and effectively, and or recommend that the mayor and council commission an independent firm to perform such an appraisal. Upon direction from the mayor and council or the city manager, or upon majority vote of the commissioners to examine financial reports, various records, and procedures to determine compliance with applicable ordinances, regulations, policies, and contractual provisions, and or recommended that the mayor and council commission an independent firm to perform such an examination. Upon direction from mayor and council or the city manager, or upon majority vote of the commissioners to evaluate the city's internal control structure and recommend improvements that will help safeguard the city's assets. And lastly, perform other functions upon express direction by mayor and council. As far as quorum, it shall consist of 4 members of the committee. The ex officio members shall not count towards or affect the quorum. Terms of office, each commissioner shall serve for a term of 4 years and may be reappointed for one additional term of 4 years. The commissioners are subject to attendance requirement in Tucson Code Chapter 10A. Additionally, the mayor and council may remove commissioners from the office prior to the expiration of their terms. Sorry, just my page refreshed. Limitations of power. The commission and its members may incur governmental expenses only with prior authorization of the mayor and council and may not obligate the city in any form. So that is the review of the Code of Ordinances. Next is the Independent Audit and Performance Commission bylaws. So we got Article 1, which is the name of this organization shall be Independent Audit and Performance Commission. Article 2 covers membership. Membership qualifications and functions and duties will be in accordance with Tucson Code Chapter 10A. Article 11, Independent Audit and Performance Commission. Article 3 covers officers. Officers of this commission shall include a chairperson and vice chairperson and shall be elected in a June meeting. The term of each elected officer shall be 2 years. Officers elected outside of the June election will serve the remainder of the term they are filling. No officer may hold the same office for more than 2 consecutive terms. And the election of officers should be announced at the meeting prior to election. Duties of the officers, which we covered during the election. We have Article 5 with the meetings. Meetings shall be posted, announced, and recorded in accordance with ARS Section 48431 for open public meeting law. The regular meeting shall be on the first Wednesday of the month at 3 p.m. A quorum shall consist of 4 authorized members. If a quorum is not met within 15 minutes after the scheduled meeting time, the meeting is canceled. Executive sessions shall be held in accordance with ARS Article 38431.03. During any commission meeting, a member may request that the commission conduct expanded analysis, studies, or reports on an agenda item. If following commission discussion, a majority of the commission members favor proceeding, the scope of the project and the method to complete it will be defined. Article 6, special meetings. Special meetings may be called by the chairperson as needed. Article 7, subcommittees. Subcommittees may be created for specific projects as required. Meetings of subcommittees shall be conducted in accordance with the Arizona Open Meeting Law. Article 8, an agenda for each regular, special, and subcommittee meeting shall be prepared by the chairperson and city staff. At any commission meeting, a member may request that an item be added to the agenda for a future commission meeting. When scheduled, agenda items may involve presentation of information by requesting member and or by staff. Article 9, for miscellaneous policy, commission members shall not be permitted to voice opinions on behalf of the commission, except on issues on which the commission has made a statement or recommendation. Neither the Independent Audit and Performance Commission, nor any member thereof, may incur city expenses or obligate the city in any way without prior authorization by mayor and council. Article 10, the parliamentary authority of the commission shall be Robert Rules of Order revised, subject to any rules adopted by the commission. Operational authority of the commission shall be the policies dictated into the Tucson City Code as applicable. And lastly, Article 11 are the amendments. So an amendment to these bylaws may be proposed by any commissioner at any regular meeting. The proposed amendment will be placed on the agenda for the next regular meeting for approval. The proposed amendment will be voted on at the next regular meeting following the meeting at which the amendment was discussed. So I know that was a lot of information, but that is a review of the bylaws.
I believe you missed Article 8.
The agenda. Article 8 covers the agenda. An agenda for each regular meeting, special and subcommittee shall be prepared by the chairperson and city staff. At any commission meeting, a member may request that an item be on the agenda for a future commission meeting. One scheduled agenda item may involve a presentation of information by the requesting member and our city staff. And requests for additional staff work on agenda items may occur as follows. At any full commission or commission subcommittee meeting, upon request of a majority members present, if time is critical, a member may contact commission chair or subcommittee chair if request pertains to the subcommittee issue. Chairs will be responsible for coordinating requests with staff. So that was Article 8 that I guess I missed, so I apologize for that. Erin mentioned that there might be a request for amendment for the day and time. The only thing that can change is that meetings be once a month. So just wanted to throw that out there, that if this time doesn't work for everybody, or if a better time would work, that would have to be on the next agenda meeting, on the agenda for next meeting.
Yeah, this is Commissioner Pollack. I had suggested a review of that because in order to attract more people and fill all the seats, we want people who are potentially working 8 to 5. And having a meeting at 3 p.m. in the middle of the week every month on a Wednesday sometimes may not work for everyone. So that's why I kind of raised that that question, that to be discussed at a future meeting. I don't know. Does anybody else have any thoughts on that? Do the other commissioners have any thoughts?
This is Commissioner Rodriguez. I think that's a good idea to explore. I agree that sometimes during the week it's difficult. I just wonder if what would be the option. A Saturday, later morning, early afternoon, but maybe further discussion on that topic.
Okay. So we can come back to this on the next item during a future agenda items. Just want to make sure that before we move on, there is no other questions on the code of ordinance or bylaws. Okay, so we can move on to the next agenda item, which is future agenda items. So the first one that has just been discussed is the potential change of date and time for the monthly meetings. We can put that on the next agenda item, and then a full discussion can be held on the next meeting. Bob, did you have a question?
Yeah, I think the agenda item would be the bylaws to have the discussion on the possible change in the bylaws about the agenda meeting. And that's located in the bylaws now. I would think that the agenda item would be a suggestion on modifying the bylaws.
Correct. So we would be, so the next, the agenda item next meeting would be to change the date and time as allowed per the bylaws. Commissioner Pollack, did you have a question?
Yes, I'd like to put out there that I'd like to see a discussion, and I want to know if the other commissioners think it would be beneficial to hear more information about the open meeting law in the Arizona revised statutes, because I've read them, but I don't know how it pertains to this committee and what we can and can't do. Does anybody else, do the other commissioners, do you think that would be a helpful topic?
This is Commissioner Rodriguez. I think that's a good way to go. Yes.
Yeah, this is Lydia. I think, Lois, if it will help, especially with the subcommittee work, I think then it's a great idea.
Great. We now have two items for next meeting. Is there anything else that anybody wants to add to the next agenda meeting?
I have one. This is Commissioner Clark. I would like to see if it's possible to once again revisit the elections to see if we can get a chairman full time.
Okay, I can also ask Aaron. I'm not sure. How like re-elections work, but we can definitely address that next meeting.
And this is Commissioner Pollack again. At our last meeting in January 5th, one of the items that got placed on the future agenda by one of the commissioners, or asked to be on the future agenda, was the discussion of staff shortages at TPD, Tucson Police Department.
Did you say that was discussed previously as well? Is that what you said? Yeah.
It was suggested by a commissioner at the January 5th, 2022 meeting to be on a future agenda.
Okay, would you like to suggest that for next agenda meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
Since that's highly impacting the city.
Definitely.
This is Commissioner Rodriguez. I think that's a good agenda item, given the shortage. I would also recommend the hiring process, discussion on the hiring process of TPD staff, law enforcement.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we can definitely add that as well. If does anybody else have any comments on that or want to add to that?
I'm in agreement with covering that topic also.
If I could, I would also like to add into that topic a look at the response times for police officers and the impact of the shortage of available officers, how that impacts the response time.
This is Commissioner Rodriguez. I understand there's a new police chief that's been assigned, and he's been a long-term within the police department. And I think it would be a great opportunity to just follow up with all the different changes that are happening right now.
I fully agree with that. We've been hearing through various people that there's going to be some positive changes coming through with the new chief. And it would be, I don't know if they know exactly what's going to occur, but it would be nice to hear from somebody on a summary of all that, which I'm sure could include the staff shortages and hiring and things like that.
Okay, so I went ahead and noted all of the suggested future agenda items for next meeting. Is there anything anybody else wants to add aside from, apart from the Tucson Police Department suggestions? Okay, if there are no further suggestions for the future agenda items, that will conclude all the items, and we will be, and the chair can go ahead and adjourn. I don't know how the ending of this goes. I apologize. Again, this is my first meeting as well.
I think as the acting or vice chair, I can adjourn the meeting.
Awesome.
I believe that's true. You don't need a motion.
Okay. I was like, I don't know that. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay.
For help guide me through this. Again, it's my first time, so it might have been a little rough, but I think we went over everything.
And just, you might just want to state the date that the next meeting is set for and the time.
Yes. So the next meeting will be on March 2nd at 3 p.m.
And then Commissioner Clark, you can adjourn the meeting.
Thank you. And I think at this point, the meeting should be adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
And Savannah, thank you for backstopping me on this.
For sure. Thank you all.